6.4 Importance of Sati to walk the path of Dhamma. Sati is extremely important because without Sati, 1. One will become heedless. 2. One will not be able to follow the Buddha advice to strive on with heedfulness. Appamadena Sampadeta. 3. One will not be able to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind following the Dhammapada verse 183. 4. One will not be able to keep one's precepts. 5. There will be no 5 spiritual faculties. 6. There will be no 4 foundations of mindfulness practices. 7. One will not be able to investigate the Dhamma, Dhamma Vichaya. 8. There will be no 7 factors of enlightenment. 9. There will be no Noble Eightfold Path cultivation.
So see the danger of not having sati or not. Sati is life, sati is everything. That's why you must develop sati and stabilize it, leading to heedfulness. So all this is to remind cultivator, okay? Important advice to meditator, what are they?
1. Don't try to know anything during meditation.
Don't try to know anything. Remember that. And don't go and allow the thought to keep on verbalizing, chattering, and doing all the thought-based meditation. You're wasting your time, Asana. Then, the second one?
Just silence the mind and let things be.
Can do or not? Be patient, just silence the mind and let it. So easy, oh. No need to know, no need to do anything. Oh. What type of meditation is it? Someone don't want to do, don't know how to do. Don't try to know, don't try to do. Just relax, silence your mind. Understand? Oh? Like that also cannot. And let things be. The understanding? On its own, understand? Oh? No need to practice, understand? The direct seeing keep on awakening, keep on insight into phenomena, the universal characteristic. Then the silent mind observe, understand? Not? And because the mind don't interfere, definitely choiceless awareness, understand? Not? Awareness before the knowing. So this nature is a spiritual faculty, understand? Sure understand spiritual teaching, understand? You understand clearly what go on, understand? Then you will understand through this, who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. Means the 5 degrees of form and mind you see very clearly because of the universal characteristic. How can it be you? Understand? Not? Then you sure awaken. No more sakyadity, no more defilement. Understand? Not? So this is how all these 3 advice I reflected, contemplated, and I summarized it out. The last one is what?
The moment you are truly silent and relaxed, sati is already there.
So? You think you have to practice sati? The moment you silent and relaxed, the true mind returns. So sati is already, without thought, you are already in sati. So, no need to practice also to know how to do. You still one method, technique, instruction. Otherwise, how to meditate? Because your thought, the ego, egoic mind want to meditate. Now then you end up thought-based meditation. You debate. And when you debate, you go Holland and don't know how to come back. Understand? Huh? Because you think the phenomenal world of consciousness is where excitement is. Understand? Huh? You forgot you are from that pure nature inside. So the form and mind you think, traveler in space and time, that is what you are. Okay? Then continue.
The silent mind that can investigate into all phenomena. Then let the phenomenon tell you the story.
Very important. Silent, let the phenomena tell you the story. Don't go and look for it and say, oh, this is anicca, this is anatta, this is what the Buddha meant. I tell you, who say all those things? Your thought. You go and look for it means what? Your craving, your expectation, your mundane thinking. Very active there. Why you do that? You want to be enlightened. Understand? Who wants to be enlightened? The thought wants to be enlightened. You think can or not? Can the thought realize itself and cease? Unless you have wisdom.